12-year-old Sarasota scout Rihanna Washington says she's perfected her elevator pitch in case she runs into a lawmaker.
You have to persuade them and let them think that we're important, and we are.
Washington and other scouts got a taste of the lawmaking process Monday morning when they debated and voted on anti-bullying legislation on the Senate floor. And just like grown-ups, they didn't see eye to eye when another girl suggested the government set up an anti-bullying camp.
Like she said, the government, and there's a lot of people in the government, so who? And it was like not calculated enough, not well organized.
But like when you're in a camp, they still, if they each other, they're still going to bully each other. I don't see the point in a camp.
That was Washington and Immokalee scout Chelsea Lorisdahl. They were among dozens of girls at a pinning ceremony later, attended by Democratic Representatives Amanda Murphy and Daphne Campbell and Democratic Senator Audrey Gibson.
My honor, I will try to serve God and my country, to help people at all times, and to live by the Girl Scout law.
The scouts recited their pledge as three of the girls affixed pins to the lawmakers' lapels. In scout jargon, the ceremony welcoming new members is known as investiture. And invest is exactly what Girl Scouts of Southeast Florida CEO Denise Valls hopes the legislature will do.
If the senators or representatives are not familiar with the program, then you know, why would we give Girl Scouts that kind of money? Because they still see it as the overall Girl Scout program of cookies, crafts, and camping.
Scouts famously sell cookies to fundraise for their troops, but Valls says the state funds the organization's mentoring program called Get Real. She says with a current budget of just less than $500,000, the program serves about 1,500 girls with discipline issues.
We found that going through this program that the girls, 85% of them have better grades, have better attendance, have less opportunities in their schools where they are disciplined. And so we're seeing a lot of good results in this.
In its proposed budget, the House has renewed the $500,000 for Get Real for another year, but the money's not in the Senate budget. So Jacksonville Senator Audrey Gibson gave the scouts a tip for how to identify her colleagues around the Capitol.
When you see somebody with one of these badges, look at it if you're in the elevator, walking, wherever you are, and start talking. Because those are the people that vote on the budget.
Get Real started in 2004 with a budget of $500,000. Funding increased for a short period of time to $800,000, but this year's budget was about $370,000. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.